Thank you for tuning in for another MiningStockEducation.com expert interview. I'm Bill Powers, your host. The focus of this episode is regarding the role of technical analysis in junior resource investing. With me on the line is Jordan Roy Byrne. Jordan is the editor and publisher of thedailygold.com and the Daily Gold Premium. He is the author of the 2015 book, The Coming Renewal of Gold's Secular Bull Market. He's also the host of the Daily Gold podcast, which is dedicated to bringing listeners insights and views from the brightest minds in gold and junior mining. Jordan's expertise is in the field of technical analysis, as he is a chartered market technician and also holds a Master of Financial Technical Analysis. Jordan, thank you for joining me today.
Bill, thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Jordan, well, as I've mentioned to you before, I followed your technical analysis regarding gold and junior miners for years, and I asked you to come on the program. Could you begin by sharing what led you in your security analysis career to focus predominantly on technical analysis and also to focus predominantly on the commodity or the monetary commodity gold?
That goes back a long way, so I'll try and make it a short story. But when I started investing, it was in the late 90s, and I got into tech stocks. And I got in early enough that I still made a lot of money. I mean, the way I lost money is I was still buying on the way down, and things just kept going down. And so I didn't know anything about technical analysis then, and then I realized, you know, there has to be another way to explain short-term trends and know why this is happening. And so that's how I got into technical analysis. And then obviously I had some smart people who were telling me, you know, you need to look at gold. And at first I was like, gold, you know, what's that? What are you talking about? And then after a couple of years, probably 2003, I started getting into commodities, and I was investing in energy first, and I did really well. But I had gold, I had my eye on it, but I wasn't ready to go in yet because I didn't really understand the companies and I didn't really understand gold that much. And after a year or two investing in energy, I finally got into gold at a lucky time right before the 2005, that huge move up. And, you know, I was studying technical analysis in the years leading up to that point, and I wanted to getting the CMT. I mean, I think it's just a matter of professional credibility because there's many people who are throwing charts on the internet, and it's hard for the average person to know. I mean, does this person really know what they're talking about? Is this person an expert, or is this just someone who's, you know, they're just kind of throwing their analysis. They're just kind of throwing things at the wall and, you know, trying to make it stick. I mean, with technical analysis, you can really, it's difficult because you can take any chart and apply a certain, I mean, you can apply analysis any way. I mean, you could say, oh, well, this is bullish, you know, that's doing this, it's going to top, or, you know, this looks bearish, this looks bullish. I think it's going to, you know, rebound and go back up. So it's just the CMT and then the Masters, it's really just professional credibility for me to show that, you know, I'm someone who's really studied this craft and that I know how to read a chart and analyze it. Because again, now with technology, anyone can just draw a bunch of lines on a chart and throw it up on the internet and, you know, become an expert. So I really wanted to give myself some professional credibility.
Jordan, my next question is twofold. The first part is for the more novice investor, and that is, what is technical analysis? And briefly, if you could explain that. And then the second part of the question is, what are some of the challenges of applying technical analysis specifically in the junior resource sector?
Well, technical analysis is studying charts and the price and all the data that comes with that. So you're studying, I mean, with fundamental analysis can be a lot more subjective because people can argue about that and it's more open-ended. Whereas technical analysis, you're studying, what's happened, you know, real price data. And some people say, oh, well, technical analysis, you're only studying what happened in the past. It doesn't tell you what, you know, what happens in the future. I mean, that's true, but, there's so much you can glean from technical analysis. I mean, you're studying the market price, you're studying trends, you're studying volume, you're studying, and that's hard data. I mean, that's really objective data. You don't always get that when you're studying fundamentals. And there's so many other things that can go with technical analysis. There's also sentiment. That's a branch of technical analysis when you're looking at fund flows, for example, and how much money is going into a market. And then you can also look at things like surveys that tell you, you know, are people bullish or bearish on the market? So that, I mean, that's a great branch of technical analysis because it gives you additional information about really how much buying and selling, you know, what is going into that market, you know, what are people's attitudes towards that market. So that explains technical analysis. Now, with the junior resource sector, I just try and keep it simple. I mean, I focus on gold, and I mean, you can also, I mean, there's a lot of sentiment things that go with gold. There's a commitment of traders report. So I also focus on that for silver. So gold and silver and some sentiment indicators. I mean, those are kind of the basic things I look at there. Now with the junior resource sector, GDXJ, I mean, is really, I heard someone once call it the GDXJ is really the senior juniors. Because if you talk to someone in the U.S. about juniors, you know, they would point to GDXJ. Whereas if you talk to someone in Canada or Australia, you know, juniors are just some small company with like a 20 or 30 million market cap. So there, it depends who you ask. But charting juniors, I mean, something like GDXJ, there's at least some volume there. So it's more liquid and there's an actual trend. But when you're charting really small individual companies, it's very difficult because, I mean, any amount of money can come into that company at a certain amount of time, and it can be difficult to see that or predict that. I mean, if a junior is really small and then they do lots of marketing or they pay to get people to buy the stock, I mean, you can't, looking at the chart, I mean, you don't necessarily know, you know, when there's a risk that that's going to happen. And then also, you know, if a stock like that moves up and you're just looking at the chart, you don't know, you know, is there buying in this stock for a fundamental reason, or is this just like a promotion based move? So that's why with charting individual junior companies, I mean, it can be very difficult. You don't always really know where the buying is coming from, if it's really sustainable. So that's why, I mean, you really, when you're looking at both, you really have to look at fundamentals also. So even though, you know, my professional expertise is in technicals, I do a lot of fundamental analysis on companies in my service. And because if you can match the two together, when you're analyzing something, that's going to raise your odds for success. So that's what I try and do. I try and look at the charts, you know, look at the sector, but then also look at the fundamentals of companies that I like. And you know, I try and match the two together.
Regarding volume in junior miners, there's one exploration company that I'm invested in. It's been trading between about 8 and 13 cents over the per share, with a market cap between about $5 and $7 million. You could go 3 days and there won't even be any trading of shares on the OTC because I'm in the U.S. And then one day, about 3 months ago, there was over a 500,000 shares traded in one day. And so my question is in relation to volume. Would you say that, especially when you try to apply technical analysis to a low cap, micro cap explorer, that the lack of volume and liquidity is pretty much the single biggest challenge to applying technical analysis to such a stock?
Yeah, absolutely. And then that's where, like, looking at the share structure and who owns the stock, I mean, some fundamental things that can, you can glean a lot of info from that, because you can see, is this a tightly held company or not? I mean, if you're looking at something like that and it's not very tightly held and there's a lot of stock out, then, you know, the stock can continue to trade in that area for a while until there's enough buying to, you know, break the stock out of that range. Now, however, if there's a little volume, but the stock is really tightly held, and so the retail float is pretty small, then you can look at the chart and understand that, you know, if only a little bit of buying comes in, this thing could really pop. Versus, you know, if the share structure is pretty fat and the retail float is not small, there's a lot of shares out there, it's going to be more difficult for the stock to rise. So there's so many. And then also you have to look at financings. You know, did the company just do a financing? Are shares coming to be free traded? So the more you know fundamentally, I mean, that can, especially in what the case you just mentioned, those types of cases with juniors, I mean, the more you know fundamentally, it can actually help inform your technical analysis.
How do you apply technical analysis differently for, let's say, a junior versus a developer versus a producer? Do you approach each of those categories differently?
I think with a junior, I mean, a lot of the things we were just talking about are important. I mean, fundamentals are more important. But when you're charting something like a developer or a producer, where there's a certain amount of volume there, I mean, those are kind of, you could say those companies can be mature juniors, or even if you're looking at large caps, I mean, they're big enough where the chart is going to tell you quite a bit in general about the fundamentals. So I would, looking at the chart of those types of companies, I would take the chart more seriously. Whereas if you're looking at a junior, and in particular a small junior, it's still good to look at the chart, but I think fundamentals are probably more important. I mean, I just like putting both together, and it's just useful to know, because obviously, I mean, there's a lot of promotion that goes on, and when you talk to companies, they can tell you one thing, and if you know, you think something is going well, but then you look at the chart and the stock's underperforming the sector and it's just, you know, not much buying is coming in, then that would tell you, you know, that there's not, you know, there's no buying coming in here. And then maybe what these guys are saying is not really the case. So again, I really like to match up with both, but to answer your question, I would say when the larger company that you're looking at, technical analysis can be, I think, more instructive there, because going back to what we said before, there's a lot more volume, there's a lot more day-to-day trading. So I would, for the larger companies, I would take the charts more seriously. Now with a producer, those producers and optionality plays are, they're a lot more driven by the gold price. So with respect to those categories, I focus more on the gold price.
You brought up the GDXJ, which is the VanEck Vector's junior gold miners ETF. When you do your technical analysis on that ETF, how do you relate that, or how do you apply it to looking at a potential micro or very small cap junior mining investment?
That's a great question. The way I would apply, like, I'll give an example right now. I mean, I've been kind of cautious and bearish over the last couple weeks on the sector, and I think we're going to see a sell-off in the next couple months. And so, therefore, I'm really not looking to buy per se, but I'm looking at if we get an oversold market in the next couple months, and we're coming down to, let's say gold comes down to, you know, the low 1200s, where there's a lot of support. I mean, there's good support, 1200, 1215, 1220. So if gold comes down to that area, GDXJ comes down to, 30 or even the high 20s, that would be a point in time where I would say to myself, the market's getting oversold. We're probably going to get a good rally at some point. You know, is the rally going to keep going up and up? I don't know. But if the market's oversold and the market is trading close to support, then it's pretty predictable that you're going to get a rally. And the entry point is good, because if you buy in when the market's oversold, it's likely to rally, and you're buying it at a lower level. So you're reducing your risk if you buy in at that point. So I'll take those things, and then I'll turn to the juniors and say, okay, you know, which junior, this is a good entry point for the sector, but which specific juniors can I buy? You know, which juniors have catalysts, which juniors could potentially rally from this point? So that's kind of how I match the two together. I mean, sometimes there can be one or two situations here or there where the junior can rally and do really well, even if the gold price is not performing. But for the most part, I try and look at GDXJ and the gold price and look at, okay, where are the times when where are the low risk entry points for these markets? And then I'll take that, and then I'll turn to the specific juniors on my list and say, okay, well, which should I buy here? So I look at the sector and try and find, you know, when's an oversold buy or a good entry point. And then I use that to, get into a certain junior at that point. So I won't just, like, going back to what I said now, the example now, I mean, in the majority of cases, I don't want to rush in and just buy something right now because I'm looking at the sector. I think things are going to get cheaper over the next few months. And therefore, I'm going to be patient and just wait and, you know, see how the juniors on my list perform. And again, if things get really oversold, maybe we'll get a really good low-risk entry point in the next couple months.
In junior resource investing, which would you say is more important, technical or fundamental analysis, and why?
I would say fundamentals, just because if you do fundamental analysis correctly, you are going to understand a lot more about the company than if you just look at a chart. But that being said, I mean, the chart will tell you when is the time to buy. And there's not always a perfect answer. But when you're doing fundamental analysis, you want to learn everything you can about the company. You want to also look at the things I talked about before, like who owns the stock? What's the share structure like? Did they just do a financing? Because is the retail float large or small? Because those things can tell you a lot about how the stock will potentially trade. And then when you know about the fundamentals, then you can look at a chart and kind of get a sense of, okay, where's a low risk entry point? How's this thing performing now? Is it falling out of bed? Is it just, you know, trading in a range? Is it in an uptrend, trending higher? And so again, with smaller juniors, I would look at the fundamentals first, understand as much as you can, and then look at the chart, because, you know, all these things could say, oh yeah, this looks great, I want to buy. But if you're looking at the chart, maybe it's falling out of bed, and then you have to say to yourself, this thing is falling out of bed, it's trending down, I don't want to buy in until, you know, this is going to go to a certain support level. I mean, I don't want to buy into something if it's in a downtrend. It's going to be difficult to time it perfectly where it's going to break out of that downtrend. So I know that's a long answer, but I would say fundamentals are more important for the juniors, but you really have to have both, because technicals will help you, you know, make better buying decisions as far as, you know, when you're going to buy.
Would you say fundamental analysis is more important when it comes to looking at a particular commodity as well? In order to judge its price movement, you know, you're looking at the macro fundamentals, and then once you have a grasp there, then you begin to look at the specific charts and try to anticipate what might happen in the short to medium term?
It's an interesting question, because I would say, one thing about fundamentals, I will say this, supply and demand for most commodities is very important, but it's not important for gold. I mean, gold supply is always growing. And so supply and demand doesn't really drive gold. I mean, we've heard all these arguments about, you know, well, the production's going down, you know, that it's difficult to mine gold, peak gold. But gold is really driven by negative real interest rates. But I mean, that being said, there's a lot of people who just follow the chart with gold. So I still, when I'm analyzing gold, I still look at where I think real interest rates are going to go, and you know how that's going to impact gold. But that being said, I think gold is something that you can follow more technically than the other commodities. I would say something like zinc, for example. I mean, it's very fundamentally driven right now. But I mean, the chart, if you look at a chart, I mean, that will tell you potentially, you know, where is zinc going to meet resistance? Where is it going to get overbought? Things like that. But yeah, I mean, I think supply and demand for the other commodity, and probably ones like zinc that are just smaller. I don't want to say zinc's not that important, but kind of the smaller niche markets. Yeah, supply and demand and just the overall fundamentals there are a bigger driving force than probably fundamentals for gold, just because gold, so many people trade it technically.
What other things that we haven't talked about that you'd like to leave with the listener regarding how to apply technical analysis in the junior resource sector?
Well, that's a great question. I would, with technical analysis, I would try and keep it as simple as possible. See if something's in an uptrend. Is it, you know, is it an uptrend? Is it in a long base? Is it trending down? I would follow. I mean, there's some good technical analysts out there. I'd like to put myself in that category. I would, follow people who do technical analysis, and you know that can help you with your entry points in various juniors if you're more fundamentally inclined. But I would just say you really have to learn both, and with technical analysis, really try and keep it simple. I mean, I see charts out there. Just sometimes people have charts where they're just drawing lines everywhere, and they come up with these really obscure explanations and these weird patterns I've never heard of. I would just, for the amateurs out there, I would just try and keep it as simple as possible. You know, follow people who have simple, reasonable explanations. And again, I would just say you really have to use both. Even though my professional expertise is in technicals, I really look at both. And with the juniors that I buy, I mean, I buy them for fundamental reasons, not really for technical reasons. It's just the technicals help me know, or they help me define, you know, where is a low risk entry point? Where is there, if something goes well for this company, you know, am I buying at a point in time where the stock can really make a big move here? So again, look at fundamentals first, then use technicals to try and give yourself the best low-risk entry point.
To learn more about Jordan and the services he offers, you can go to thedailygold.com. Jordan also hosts a podcast, as I previously mentioned, on gold and junior mining stocks. And Jordan, could you share a little bit about your premium service for those that aren't familiar with it?
Sure. Well, in my premium service, it's only $150 for 6 months. I send out a pretty substantial weekly update every weekend. And I focus basically on what I'm buying. I don't give recommendations per se, but I have my own portfolio. And so I tell people what I'm buying or what I'm selling. I try and I put out a report a week or two ago where I talk about the trading, buying, and selling rules that I use. And so I have a portfolio, and so everything that I'm buying, I mean, I'm actually buying. I'm not telling you to buy it and then not buying it myself. And so for what I buy, I do a lot of fundamental analysis on those companies. I do fundamental company reports. And I mean, that's probably half of what I do. And the other half is pretty extensive technical analysis. I mean, I do sentiment analysis. I do a lot of historical analysis, looking at analogs for the sector to try and get a historical sense of where we might be. And would love anybody who would love to serve you, and anybody who wants to sign up, you can go to thedailygold.com/premium. Also, I'm giving away a report on my favorite company right now. You can get that if you go to thedailygold.com and opt in for my free newsletter. So if you're not signed up for my free newsletter, I would get that. I also send that every weekend. I give little snippets of what I'm talking about on the premium. But the free newsletter is a good way to see all the work that I'm doing every week.
Jordan, thank you for joining me to share your insights.
Bill, thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature, and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.